So at the time, we counseled him on different options, and one of the options was a clinical trial that we have. So this is, again, for your audience, frontline metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer, predominantly bone disease only, where they certainly have several options of standard of care treatment with AR-targeted drugs. Chemotherapy certainly is an option. Radium is certainly an option, and definitely clinical trials. And he was generally in great health. And we discussed with him the different options, and he elected to go with a clinical trial that we have ongoing right now. For disclosure, I'm the lead investigator for it. It's investigator-initiated clinical trial that we're conducting at multiple sites with Northwestern University as the lead institution. And the trial is designed to look at patients who are pre-selected for canonical DNA repair defect, randomizing those men to either abiraterone with prednisone or olaparib, or abiraterone and prednisone in combination with olaparib. And the canonical defects were specifically BRCA1, BRCA2, or ATM. We also have an expansion cohort for anything that's not a BRCA1, BRCA2, or ATM, and this is per FDA requirement. This is an IND trial that I hold the IND for it. And so he was randomized actually to the combination arm and received olaparib standard dose and abiraterone and prednisone standard dose starting from basically September of 2017. And fast forward, he actually had a very nice response, both clinically, biochemically, and tolerated overall the treatment quite well. 2 years later, roughly around July of 2019, he developed a PSA rise and developed new hip pain, and then imaging demonstrated actually objective progression.
So before you go on, what happened during the 2 years? How did he do in terms of tolerability to this regimen?
He did very well, generally. He didn't have any major hematologic toxicities, no major side effects, developed some fatigue for which we had to adjust the olaparib dose a little bit. Other than that, done extremely well in terms of tolerating the treatment.
Do men in general with bone disease particularly have more cytopenias with PARP inhibitors or olaparib than, you know, patients with other cancers, for example?
I think that based on the PROFOUND trial, potentially I would say patients who are heavily pretreated, which implies they have really pretty much severe cancer, where the marrow could have been both damaged by a combination of the cancer and the treatment, you may see more myelosuppression. However, I would say in this particular trial, because this is frontline patients, we have not really seen any major, you know, hematologic issues thus far.